Our first guest is my friend Anna Wright, program manager at Chicago Filmmakers. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you for inviting me and Chicago Filmmakers to your final show.
Yeah, this is a part of this historic broadcast.
Final show here. Don't say final show. Some adjective
we'll
back here.
Yeah, we'll see it. We'll see how this goes. I know Filmmakers. We've been working on this documentary, for 5 years, and you guys became our fiscal sponsor. That's another story for another time. But you've got a new space at 5720 North Ridge, and I went up there Sunday when you screened the Uncle Fun documentary, and Laura Scruggs has been on the show. She's a delight. And I was just really, really impressed with your new space. It was just the vibe there. It was just really, really wonderful. So tell the listeners, first of all, what Filmmakers is, and then what you do in this new space.
Oh, sure. Chicago Filmmakers, for those of you who don't know or don't realize that we're still in existence, our main mission is to provide classes to independent filmmakers in every aspect of filmmaking. We have a core digital filmmaking class that's a 10-week class, 30 hours, where we teach you from start to finish, but then we have classes in editing and screenwriting and workshops, one-day workshops. We also offer classes for youth starting as early as age 10, and we have teen classes. We have summer camps for youth and teens, and then we have a new screening space. We've always offered screenings, but now we have a state-of-the-art 75-seat screening space that offers from DCP all the way to 16mm.
What's DCP?
Oh, DCP, Digital Cinema Package. That's the latest form of that's giving you the best sound, the best picture quality. Pretty expensive to make, but we offer that. We have a projector, DCP projector. But so classes and screenings are our main offerings to the film community, and we also try to provide a space for all filmmakers to come together and collaborate and work together.
And tell us about the space you're in. Is it a former firehouse?
It is. It has been a firehouse. I think it was built in the 1930s. Don't quote me on that. But it was vacant for 8 years before we purchased it from the city. So it was vacant for 8 years. And then it took 4 years for the construction. So
it took that long.
Yes.
I heard about it when I'd come to your old space there in Andersonville.
Yeah. Yes. We have some old pictures. Like, you couldn't believe it was in the worst shape possible. Asbestos, ceilings falling in, everything. But it took 4 years for the renovation. So we moved in December 22nd of last year, and we officially offered our first class in the space on January the 8th.
And I didn't make it. You were telling me when I saw you last Sunday. So you got the kind of walk us through the building. You said there's something upstairs, but I never went upstairs. So what is it, offices? Or
sure. The first thing that is really important that people know is that while our address is on Ridge, it's like you said, 5720 North Ridge, the entrance is on Hollywood. And right in that area, there are a lot of, it's like Hollywood, Ridge and Hollywood, just as you're entering on Lakeshore Drive, but there are a lot of one-way streets. So the best way to get to us is from Clark to Hollywood, because if you try to enter on Ridge, you won't be able to get in, and you can't enter the parking lot. So you have to take Clark to Hollywood, and then we have a parking lot there with about 9 spaces. So as soon as you enter from Hollywood, you hit the lobby that we also use as a concession area and a box office when we're having screenings. And then the only other spaces on the first floor is the theater, and then we have a library space off of the theaters for people to have receptions and that sort of thing if they want before or after a movie. And then if you go upstairs, well, before you make it all the way upstairs, you can enter and see the projection booth. And then if you continue up the stairs, there are 2 classrooms and our office space and additional restrooms.
And I'm real curious, give me a demographic breakdown. I mean, who attends your classes, who participates, where are they from, what's the age group? Put a little face on all the people who come there.
So the teachers have the challenge of getting to know what level the students are at and the demographics, like day one. So we do really have a wide variety. We have individuals who are choosing Chicago filmmakers over college or Columbia or Northwestern or DePaul. We have individuals who are trying to change careers and go into filmmaking. We have people who have maybe made a short or two and they need to brush up on some skill, or they see how hard it is and they want to get some formal training. We have individuals who are at the intermediate stage, but maybe they want to learn some more advanced camera or lighting or something like that, or just looking for people to collaborate with. So we have, most of our classes are very diverse in terms of age, in terms of gender, in terms of race, in terms of skill level. So it really makes for a nice collaboration of students. Students can learn from one another. They can continue a relationship outside of our classes. So we're really happy with the diversity that's coming in. It's definitely showing that, you know, filmmakers come in all shapes and sizes, and we're there to accommodate that.
One thing we've had, you know, over the years, we've had different documentarians on the show, and when the consistent theme that always comes up is that a lot more people are doing this now, just because there's so much accessibility. I think Laura, we were just talking about her before the show, Laura Scruggs, she interviewed me for the documentary, and she did have an iPad. So talk about the accessibility, people, just everybody be able to do documentaries now. The good thing about that, maybe the not so good thing about it.
Definitely the good thing, and what we try to impart to our students, is that the equipment is not going to make your movie. So please do not go out and try to buy the most expensive camera thinking that you need that to deliver a quality product. So a lot of the workshops and a lot of the teachers are filmmakers themselves or professors that have made films. And so they are all about what is the most effective and efficient way to make a movie, and how you can use your iPhone or use, you know, an iPad or not the most expensive cameras and lighting to do things. So we also rent equipment. Like we have a co-op membership for $50 a year. So a benefit of the membership is that you get to rent equipment. So individuals can rent everything that we use in our classes. So if you need lights, if you need microphones, cameras, anything that we have on hand, we still rent 16mm Bolex cameras. So we also try to provide that very inexpensive resource, and we also rent out our editing suites.
And how do people find you? I mean, how did Laura? Let's keep talking. You know, Laura's been on the show just a few weeks ago, and that you showed that last Sunday. Was that one of your first or second screenings? It was one of the first ones, right?
We opened up our screening since January. Okay. I'm sorry, I think I didn't answer your question about, I answered about how people are able to make documentaries with the most simplest equipment, but I didn't answer the question about, do I think that's good or not? Yeah. So what, another point, we have like a new sound workshop, because we always tell people, like, people will forgive your camera work, you know, if your camera's shaky or if it's fuzzy or something like that, but people will never forgive your sound. So as long as people understand the importance of sound or get that training or make sure that they have the right microphones, whether they're inside or outside or whatever, then it's okay. But if you miss the sound part, it's kind of unforgiving. So in terms of Laura Scruggs, yes, she's a first-time filmmaker. She's not a filmmaker. She just saw an opportunity where a documentary needed to be made about a Chicago legend and a Chicago space that so many people adored for so many years. And so she decided, I have to capture this. I have to make a documentary. And she took her iPad and a microphone, and then she used iMovie to do the editing. And, you know, even with those items that's so simple that most people have at home, her movie was able to be shown in a state-of-the-art theater. So it's definitely a testament to the independent filmmaker, to, you know, women telling their stories, to people being able to tell their version of Chicago history, and then have other people who are a part of that history be able to come and enjoy it.
I'll tell you, we got to take a break, but I was there, and between the new space and her film, Uncle Fun, that place was full of good will last Sunday. It
yes,
was just
absolutely.
A wonderful, wonderful vibe. So we're going to come back, and I want to talk after the break to talk about some of the upcoming classes and programs you got coming up at Chicago Filmmakers. So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal.
You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you've hardly even heard.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. We're with program manager Anna Wright from Chicago Filmmakers. Thanks again for coming down. So tell us what you got coming up. First of all, give us the website so people can find you, and then we can go into some of the things you got coming up.
Oh, sure. We're at chicagofilmmakers.org, and that's with two M's and an S on the end. And we also are on Facebook as Chicago Filmmakers, Instagram, Chicago Filmmakers, and Twitter. So please like, share, and follow our post.
And let's start with the screenings, June 23rd and June 30th. Tell us what you got going on there.
Yes, even though it's too late, we are very proud. If I could just plug, tonight and last night, we had our first live score in our new space. We showed the 1923 Nosferatu with a live score by Gramps the Vamp. So they're actually performing it now. So thank you to everyone who came out to support that. And then next weekend, we have had for the past 5 months a relationship with the Chicago Film Archives. They show a 16mm films from their vault every, particularly the last Saturday of the month. This month, it's next Saturday, so that will be at 8 p.m., and there's showing a series of shorts, and the program is entitled Secrets of Nature. And then we're closing out June with representing Pride Month with shorts by Emily Esperanza, her Wretched Woman series. So a female filmmaker, and her content is definitely geared towards the LGBT community. So we're very proud of that, too.
Are you seeing, we talked again before the show, we were talking, are you seeing more female filmmakers, more filmmakers of color and things like that?
We're seeing them because I'm definitely out there searching for them.
Yeah.
they I feel like we're becoming known as a place where it's very welcoming to every level of filmmaker, and we're definitely looking for that, those voices that aren't typically heard. So we've, so far to date, I'm just going to try to quickly, if I had to guess in my head, we have had two this month, female filmmakers screening their work, and we have some other ones upcoming. A lot of minority voices or underrepresented voices coming up in the upcoming months. So we have some African French things coming up next month. Lonnie Edwards is in the building with his shorts, and he's partnering with another female filmmaker. So we're definitely trying to provide a space where everybody's work can be shown.
So in line with that, this is really interesting what you do and really important. Talk about the camps and the things people can attend and how they can sign up for them.
Oh, absolutely. We have summer camps, as I briefly mentioned before. Our first camp is starting on June 25th. The camps run for 2 weeks, and first we have 2 weeks of youth, followed by 2 weeks of teen, 2 weeks of youth, 2 weeks of teen. So the camps are still open, and the students pretty much learn what the adults learn, and they're able to, they are taken through the entire process. And at the end, everybody leaves with a project. They usually work as a crew. They're taught how to work as a crew and do group work. But we also have a teen screenwriting camp that runs for 1 week from July 9th to July 13th. All of that registration can be done, again, at our website at chicagofilmmakers.org, and just search for youth filmmaking classes and summer camps in the left-hand column. So we really love having getting them started as early as possible and making movies.
Yeah. And you can also become a member. How do you become a member of Filmmakers?
As I said before, we have a co-op membership. So not only do you get to rent equipment, but you also get 4 free screenings a year, and you get $15 off of every class that you take. So again, our website, chicagofilmmakers.org, down the left-hand column, you'll see Filmmaker membership and services, and then you can join and become a member there for $50 a year.
It's great. And your mission statement, part of the whole retooling and going on to bigger things, I would say, compared to your other space, right? Exactly. It's bigger.
It's a lot bigger. And the space provides us, like, we have 3 classes going on at one time. Whereas before, you know, if one class needed the projector, then you couldn't meet with this class. But now we have the theater space as a classroom, and then 2 classrooms upstairs. So it just allows us to do so many more things and have so many different setups for the film.
So, yeah, it's a destination to a central force in bringing the filmmaking community together. It's
absolutely
really, really a great thing you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for helping us out.
Yes, thank you so much for inviting us.
Okay, thanks, Anna Wright. And give us one more shout-out on the website before you go.
Sure. Chicago Filmmakers with two M's and an S on the end, .org.
Okay, thanks a lot. We'll be back after wherever David Jennings is at after David Jennings' news, so don't go away on WGN.